This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Listen, I love the Twins and I love Minnesota because they were where I came up from and always have a great piece of me. But I want the White Sox to be great, man. And if these brothers can come in and buy a larger piece and help up the payroll and pay players and make this team and organization a better thing, then you know what? Let's go, baby. Because Jerry's not going to, as much as this pains me to say, you know, Jerry's not going to own the team forever. And at some point, you know, these guys come in and buy it. And we talked about this today on FT. I think they'd be the second richest owners in baseball behind Stevie Cohen. So, hey, let's go. They can start buying players and buying the superstars we need to win in today's game. Yes. Yes, please. You know what they're going to become? What the Cubs should become. A powerhouse in the Central.
AJ, you got to talk with your guy, AJ?
AJ Przinski the other day with me and Layla.
Oh, I love AJ, man. I'm sad I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, we'll get him again. He was really fun. It was cool, and he was giving me crap about being a Cubs guy. And, like, we were talking about the banquet from a few weeks back when we were hanging. And
Mr. Cubs talk. We have it on a shirt.
Yeah. and he was great, man. He was great, and he's, like, very hopeful that Justin Ishbia will be what I have always referred to as the rich hobbyist, what you want the Steve Cohen to be, what Mark Cuban was when the Mavericks got bought, what Steinbrenner was for the Yankees way back in the day, what Ricketts was for the first 5, 6, 7, 8 years of Cubs ownership of, like, all right, let's upgrade this, let's upgrade that, let's do this, and also let's buy ourselves players to augment the farm system at just the right time.
When I got back off vacation, like, this was one of the things that I was interested in talking about a little bit, because it seemed to be like that glimmer of hope for White Sox fans to be like, wait, someone else might jump into this and save it and maybe keep, because Ishbia lives here, is building what, a $47 million house, whatever the hell it is.
I think it's $80 million.
I think it's $87 because it's higher than
is
any free
really?
Agent contract that they've ever given.
Oh, you're right.
And Benintendi's the highest at 75.
Yeah, so 80 some million.
Someone who's, like, legitimately had roots here and laying down more roots here, and they want the White Sox badly enough to give up the pursuit of the Twins ownership to add more of all of the minority ownership stakes that are out there.
He doesn't drop the Twins pursuit if there is not a clear and agreed upon path to full on White Sox ownership.
Maybe, or maybe he feels like it's the right play. Maybe it's a hedge of, like AJ said, that Jerry Reinsdorf is not going to own the team forever. And it doesn't seem like Michael is that interested in running the White Sox. I reached out to a couple of people, and someone that's in the know hit me up because I said, hey, the estate sells the White Sox. Jerry doesn't end up selling it, right? And this person said, yeah, that seems to be the plan. That while it looks like a path to Ishbia being the majority stakeholder,
mm-hmm.
And it might end up being that. The plan has always been that Jerry is going to keep the White Sox as long as he's here.
Right. So Justin Ishbia is only 47. So
it's a great hedge by him.
I think it's interesting. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about. I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that.
I think there are ways that he could be an influence on it, even as the chief minority shareholder of the White Sox.
I think those assurances could happen in the form of any number of things, like any number of ways where you could have an agreement that's on the books and signed, but isn't going to be cemented until the estate decides to do what it's going to do.
I also wonder too if there's the opportunity here, like as a minority shareholder, for him to press upon Jerry and say, hey, man, I got some money. Like, I'm going to throw some money into this thing. I want us to throw some money into this thing. And maybe Jerry is like, oh, well, you know, if you're willing to donate to the cause, maybe that changes strategy for me a little bit instead of me having to come up out of pocket.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up working together on that kind of stuff. You know, that like let's say there's a limited management agreement that's in place, right? And an LMA that's in place for them. They could agree on all sorts of things, and the transfer of sale could happen like at any point during a stadium process, could happen before, during, or after, depending on how that all goes. And to your point, he could guarantee an influx of private money that helps to get a deal done with the state, so the White Sox get that state money, that tax, that hotel tax money that they've been competing for with the Bears. I think Ishbia's presence is almost assuredly going to help the White Sox close that deal where the Bears cannot.
By the way, Bears thing been real quiet lately.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't it make you feel like maybe stuff's getting done? Is it possible that...
Gotta get shovels in the ground somewhere.
Like in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, man.
Because that's always been the play,
Should we go ahead and say it? I know I'm ready to say it.
But real quick, can I offer one counter to the Ishbia stuff before you move on to Bears?
Sure.
So as opposed to him just being a rich hobbyist, guys like this are not team owners. They're real estate investors. And if I'm looking at the Twins, I'm looking at a pretty much brand new stadium,
right,
and ground built up around the stadium and property already owned, bars, restaurants, whatever. If I'm looking at the White Sox, I'm like, damn, wherever they decide to settle, whether it be rebuilding at 35th and Shields or going to the 78 or Roosevelt Collection, like whatever, wherever they want to go.
Absolutely.
I've got blank ground to build every hotel, every restaurant, every bar that I want, and I'm taking all profit. I'm taking all concert revenue, everything. He's doing this for real estate, not for the White Sox.
Well, but the White Sox could be attached to the ability to get this real estate. So I think you're exactly right, Shane, but remember this, the White Sox don't own their stadium now. And they didn't own Comiskey Park either. The old one. They have sold that off. Reinsdorf sold that off in the early 80s. And that was owned by a separate entity, and they paid rent to it.
But they will own the next one.
No, I think
they will.
No, to your point, much like Hickory Street Partners or these kind of things, a separate real estate entity could be set up that is managed by Ishbia and or other people who are owning the White Sox. But the stadium thing could be a separate entity, and I could see that connecting all of these dots together, they get in on the stadium part before they fully get in on the White Sox part.
And the Ishbias are, while they're hobbyists, like they clearly love sports too. Like it's not just at least what their public profile has been. Was it Matt? Didn't he play kind of for Michigan State?
No, Justin did.
Justin.
Just for Tom Izzo.
That's what it was.
Matt kind of played for Tom Izzo. Justin is the baseball lover and the baseball guy at Michigan State.
Right. So it's not like they're just hedge fund guys or they actually do like sports, and that's why they're part of the ownership of the Phoenix Suns.
Justin loves baseball. Do you see those quotes from Justin about baseball?
Yeah.
It was like baseball is life, essentially. You know? Like,
so that's good. That's what you want.
Yes,
that's the level of enthusiasm from an ownership standpoint that is very attractive to a fan base that mm-hmm. feels like their owner has kind of fallen out of love with baseball. Because in Jerry Reinsdorf's history, we know that he grew up loving baseball. Like, I would never question that. I just think that the business of baseball and the way things are kind of changing, he is like siloed himself away from the game and is now more focused on like the business of it, and that drive to win for some reason doesn't feel like it's in him anymore. Even when the White Sox were chasing good money after bad, I never felt like it was because Jerry didn't want to win. And I know that there have been those quotes out there, things that he has said.
Of course, about that stuff, and his second place in the David Sampson stuff. But let's be honest, he did win it. In 2005, he did.
Yep.
And Paul Konerko gave him the ball there on the podium his pocket.
You think that ends it?
I think we're seeing it all over baseball, that a lot of times ownership groups are like, do I really need to go all out?
Yeah.
Keep going? Get it once I got one? That it becomes a...
Maybe.
Like your thirst and your starvation and your desperation and your aggressiveness can wane after you get that one.
I think I'm going to buy a pair of the ballpark pass.
$125 for 27 home games. First 3 months, every home game.
If I go to 2 games, it's paid for itself, right?
100%. And or
no! Yeah. You can get tickets day of on StubHub for $7.
No, but Shane... These tickets are probably going to be really good considering, and with the idea that if I wanted to go to more, I could. $250 for a pair of White Sox tickets that are probably going to end up in the 100 level for 27 games.
Are you considered a season ticket holder if you buy this?
I don't think so.
Question.
I know that with the 10 pack you are, because I had I had the weekend mm-hmm. and the 10 pack. And
just
I
want
was,
my bobbleheads.
But with so the
season ticket holders, you get the giveaways.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. We know some people over there. Well, let's do some digging. I'll do some digging. You guys can do some digging.
I'll text John Triffin.
I'm hoping that we get him on the show soon.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to know that part of things.
Yeah, and I don't have his number.
You don't?
I'll give it to you. He doesn't respond to me anyway.
Found a way to just. We had this nice
yeah,
White
thanks,
Sox
Beaks.
Segment.
Like such a good day.
Like we're having this like meaty, like solid show. White Sox segment.
I was going to text somebody. Yeah. I was kidding.
Yeah, just somebody.
You guys responded. I just said one line.
Yeah, just like a random person with no connection to us whatsoever.
That's right. You guys, you know what you guys are? I think you know what you are.
With that, we'll pivot to
guys,
the negative.
You guys know exactly. You're a bunch
radio
of,
losers.
You're a bunch of radio losers.
Tanny. Didn't I say I'm trying to bridge this gap? You guys know that I've literally this week been trying to bridge this gap.
The fixer is here.
I've desperately been trying to bridge this gap.
Lawrence is lying across the crevasse with two hands on the White Sox stadium and 2 feet on the score.
And here you are with bricks, with a backpack of bricks walking across it.
Slowly walking across.
It's a crevasse, by the way.
It
crevasse? I believe it's a crevasse.
It's a crevice.
I think it's a crevasse.
Dumas.
It's a crevice.
No, it's dumbass is what it is.
That's what it is. Jeez.
Glad we did this.
Crevasse.
It's crevasse.
I'd be happy to be wrong about that, but I don't think I am.
It's crevice.
It's crevice.
A crevette. They're two different things.
I don't think so.
They are?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
they both mean a gap.
No, a crevice is like a small little gap, and a crevasse is a deep open crack, especially one in a glacier.
Crack?
Yeah, let's see your deep open crack.
Let's not. Back after this on the score.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.